In 3, 2, 1, no! NASA has delayed its Artemis 1 mission around the moon that was scheduled to launch this morning at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. It was supposed to be the first major step to eventually send humans back to the lunar surface, but a leaky fuel line in the rocket forced NASA to scrap the launch for a few days at least. Here's NASA Administrator Bill Nelson at a press conference earlier today.
This is a brand new rocket. It's not going to fly until it's ready. There are millions of components of this rocket and its systems, needless to say, the complexity is daunting.
Well, we have our own representative from the space agency joining us now. NASA's Brian Smith is here. Brian, welcome.
Thank you.
So this must have been a major letdown to the thousands of people who'd gathered near the launch site to watch this go off today. What exactly did happen?
So this is certainly not unusual, as the administrator remarked. When you're working with cryogenic systems, these are very cold fluids, and they're actively pressuring the tanks at all times. That's where you sort of see the vapor coming off. And so it's purposeful that the venting is always being, proponents are being loaded and things are venting. And so it's not unusual to scrub. And we actually were trying to chill down the engines before launch so they're not shocked with the initial ignition of the rockets. And one of those engines just wasn't getting the right temperature. And so we decided, to step back.
All right. Well, you want to be safe first before anything. So if this launch would have gone off today as planned, you know, where would the space capsule be heading now? What would it be doing?
Well, right now it would have completed its Earth orbit. And it would be on its way to the moon. And when I say moon, it's basically a very significant orbit of the moon that allows it to go into a low pass, which is about 62 miles from the surface, and then it continues to move out to about 40,000 miles away from the moon. So that's its path, and it would be on its way to that very challenging orbit and a six-week journey.
Okay, so there are no humans on board this first mission, but there will be, once it goes off, there will be human-like mannequins covered in sensors to measure what impact the mission would have on the body. What kind of questions are you trying to answer here?
Well, for the normal things like the commander seat, we have a regular instrument package that would go with the astronauts, and we're concerned with the accelerations and what the radiation environment would be. So there's dosimetry measurements. But the other passengers, the other mannequins, actually have a more sophisticated set of radiation sensors. And so there's thousands of active and passive sensors. And the mannequins are actually replicas of body density of bones and organs. And one has a vest and one doesn't. And so we can compare how the radiation will affect astronauts and, more importantly, methods to protect the astronauts as they travel in deep space.
Okay, so one of the reasons that people are so excited about this mission is that NASA is trying to put people back on the moon, for this would be the first time in many decades. But we have already been there, right? So what else does the moon have to teach us? Why are you doing this?
Well, last time we went, it was a very point-driven, purposeful, boots on the moon, get to an equatorial orbit, get in, do our, you know, our work. This time, it's really to think about a more permanent presence, and that just means we want to enable a more frequent visit by our international commercial partners. And with that, it allows us much more scientific ability, and whether we set posts up on the far side for scientific purposes, whether we go into the craters and learn how to actually harvest some of the water out of those craters. This time we can drive even more sophisticated technological advancements. So, you know, move ourselves 50 years forward, just like we did with Apollo, and realize what technical advancements we can drive, in addition to inspiring a STEM culture that, of course, we all benefit from. There's the American leadership
that,
in space.
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I understand that also there's some idea that this could help us eventually get to the surface of Mars. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. In addition to the American leadership, which I think is there with our international partners, it establishes a proxy on a surface and learning how to work and inhabit a distant location remotely. And that sets us up absolutely for longer journeys to Mars and then eventually being able to spend some time on the Martian surface.
Well, all right. So one step at a time. And just real briefly, people will want to know, when are you going to get that fuel leak fixed so you can try to launch again? Just in about 20 seconds here, please.
Yes. They're working on it right now. We have an available window to launch on Friday. And so we are optimistic that there's a chance that we will have that fixed and be able to launch on Friday.
I promise you, we will all be watching. NASA's Brian Smith, the Artemis 1 mission delayed this morning in Florida because of a leaky fuel line. We're going to try again soon. Brian, thanks so much.
Thank you.